Episode 77 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Welcome. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. In Leviticus chapter 17, God has Moses tell the people that they must bring their sacrifices to the tent of meeting. And in Mark chapter 1, Jesus is baptized. Today, we're reading from the New English Translation. Leviticus chapter 17. The Lord spoke to Moses. Tell Aaron, his sons, and all the Israelites that this is what the Lord has commanded. Any Israelite who slaughters a bull, sheep, or goat inside or outside the camp is guilty of bloodshed. He has shed blood and must be excluded from the people. Bring the animal to the entrance of the tent of meeting. Offer it to the Lord in front of the Lord's tent. This means that the people of Israel must take the sacrifices they have been making in the open fields and bring them to the Lord. They must bring them to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting. The people will sacrifice them as fellowship offerings to the Lord. The priest will pour the blood against the Lord's altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He will burn the fat as a soothing aroma to the Lord. The people must stop sacrificing to goat idols and chasing after them as though they were prostitutes. This is a permanent law for the people and for future generations. Tell them, if Israelites or foreigners make burnt offerings or sacrifices, but do not bring them to the entrance of the tent of meeting to offer them to the Lord, they must be excluded from the people. If Israelites or foreigners eat any blood, I will condemn them and exclude them from the people, because blood contains life. I have given this blood to you to make peace with me on the altar. Blood is needed to make peace with me. That is why I have said to the people of Israel, neither you nor foreigners should ever eat blood. If Israelites or foreigners hunt any animal or bird that may be eaten, they must pour out the animal's blood and cover it with dirt. This is because the life of any creature is in its blood. So I have said to the people of Israel, never eat any blood, because the life of any creature is in its blood. Whoever eats blood must be excluded from the people. Native Israelites or foreigners who eat the body of an animal that dies naturally or is killed by another animal must wash their clothes and their bodies. They will be unclean until evening. Then they will be clean. If they don't wash their clothes and their bodies, they will be guilty of sin. Mark chapter 1. This is the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The prophet Isaiah wrote, I am sending my messenger ahead of you to prepare the way for you. A voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight. John the Baptizer was in the desert telling people about a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. All Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went to him. As they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. John was dressed in clothes made from camel's hair. He wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. He announced, the one who comes after me is more powerful than I. I am not worthy to bend down and untie his sandal straps. I've baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. As Jesus came out of the water, he saw heaven split open, and the Spirit coming down to him as a dove. A voice from heaven said, you are my Son, whom I love. I am pleased with you. At once the Spirit brought him into the desert, where he was tempted by Satan for 40 days. He was there with the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. After John had been put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee and told people the good news of God. He said, the time has come, and the kingdom of God is near. Change the way you think and act and believe the good news. As he was going along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew. They were throwing a net into the sea because they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, come, follow me. I will teach you how to catch people instead of fish. They immediately left their nets and followed him. As Jesus went on a little farther, he saw James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in a boat preparing their nets to go fishing. He immediately called them, and they left their father Zebedee and the hired men in the boat and followed Jesus. Then they went to Capernaum. On the next day of worship, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching. Unlike their experts in Moses' teachings, he taught them with authority. At that time, there was a man in the synagogue who was controlled by an evil spirit. He shouted, "What do you want with us, Jesus from Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus ordered the spirit, "Keep quiet and come out of him." The evil spirit threw the man into convulsions and came out of him with a loud shriek. Everyone was stunned. They said to each other, "What is this? This is a new teaching that has authority behind it. He gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." The news about him spread quickly throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. After they left the synagogue, they went directly to the house of Simon and Andrew. James and John went with them. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. The first thing they did was to tell Jesus about her. Jesus went to her, took her hand, and helped her get up. The fever went away, and she prepared a meal for them. In the evening, when the sun had set, people brought to him everyone who was sick and those possessed by demons. The whole city had gathered at his door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases and forced many demons out of people. However, he would not allow the demons to speak. After all, they knew who he was. In the morning, long before sunrise, Jesus went to a place where he could be alone to pray. Simon and his friends searched for him. When they found him, they told him, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus said to them, "Let's go somewhere else, to the small towns that are nearby. I have to spread the good news in them also. This is why I have come." So he went to spread the good news in the synagogues all over Galilee, and he forced demons out of people. Then a man with a serious disease came to him. The man fell to his knees and begged Jesus, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." Jesus felt sorry for him, reached out, touched him, and said, "I'm willing, so be clean." Immediately his skin disease went away, and he was clean. Jesus sent him away at once and warned him, "Don't tell anyone about this. Instead, show yourself to the priest. Then offer the sacrifices which Moses commanded as proof to people that you are clean." When the man left, he began to talk freely. He spread his story so widely that Jesus could no longer enter any city openly. Instead, he stayed in places where he could be alone, but people still kept coming to him from everywhere. May God bless the reading of his word. You know, Leviticus 17 reminded me of some people who say, "I don't need to go to church to worship God." God told Moses to tell the people to bring the sacrifices that they had been making in the open field to the tent of meeting. It was important to God that they come to the holy place. Is there any reason that we should think that this is not important to him now? And in Mark, we see that soon after Jesus began his ministry in healing people, even though he told them not to tell anyone what he had done for them, word spread and crowds got too big. When was the last time you told someone what Jesus has done for you? I hope I didn't step on anybody's toes today. Or if I did, I hope it didn't smart so much that you won't be back. I mean, we're friends, right? Well, if you're not too mad at me, I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.